For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
But.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Mike, do your job.
Live from BMW Welt in Munich, Germany.
Belichick is now that guy. Is he looming over this process right now, do you think, Tom?
Every discussion I have, that's one of the first ones that everybody brings up.
Belichick, where is he going?
Jacksonville.
Do you think Doug Peterson really gets fired there?
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Thomas. Pro Football Hall of Famer and 2-time MVP Kurt Warner. Still to come, NFL Network host Colleen Wolf. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, can confirm. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show live from Munich at BMW Welt. Unleash your electric side with BMW's all-electric lineup. With a legacy of dynamic performance and engineering that pushes the limits, there's electric. And then there's the ultimate electric driving machine, which we have right here on our set here in Munich.
We sure do.
Germany. I still cannot believe we're doing the show live internationally.
You can't believe
on the road.
It.
I mean, we are all here. We're all here. Del Tufo's back in El Segundo holding down the fort, keeping things safe.
We think.
We do believe.
I don't know what's going on.
I think
back
we
there.
Can confirm it. And we've had chats with Hall of Famers, Joe Thomas and Kurt Warner. As we mentioned at the top of this hour, Colleen Wolf is here. Joe Thomas mentioned earlier in the first hour, the two of them are entertaining the good folks, watching things inside Allianz Arena nice. When the Panthers and the Giants take on one another on Sunday right here. It's kickoff time's going to be 3:30 in the afternoon. So
here.
Okay. It's a 3:30 kickoff game, 9:30 right. Eastern, 6:30 a.m. Pacific. So we got that working for us. Chuba Hubbard might not be running as fast. You know why?
He's got heavy pockets.
Heavy
pockets. He got paid.
4 years, $33 million deal for him today.
Running backs, Rich.
I know. And Jonathan Brooks is going to be coming off of the injured reserve. The kid from the University of Texas who was drafted in last year's draft hasn't played all year long. Expected to get some run here against the Giants. So that's going on right now.
I saw a really interesting stat for fantasy purposes, but four of the top 20 wide receivers are on IR right now. Zero of the top 35 running backs are on IR.
Hmm. You know what?
Running back revolution, Rich. You've been on this.
I have been on it.
You've been pounding that table.
I have been pounding tables. Now, internationally, I'm pounding a table in Germany, if you can hear it at home. I've been pounding tables, man, for the running backs. Honestly, the deal is when rubber meets the road, you need a running back. Sort of like lawyers. You know what I mean?
You don't need one until you need one.
That's correct. And running backs, you need them all the time, though.
I would say you need a mechanic more than anything else.
Okay, very good.
One, unless you're driving this, then you
ladies
never
ladies and gentlemen.
You have a BMW, Jefferson. You never need a mechanic.
There is no I in TJ or Jefferson.
There's
you're a team player.
There's an I in the I-5.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at you.
I can do this all day.
She's a beaut.
Honestly, tonight. Sunday night, Thursday night football. Derrick Henry's going to be out there.
Uh-huh. Derrick Henry's going to get the ball so much. Hey, Rich, in the AFC Championship game, the Ravens ran the ball with the running back.
Seven times.
Do you think Derrick Henry's going to get that on the opening drive?
He damn near did on the opening drive in Kansas City. Yeah. You were counting. It was like
five
times on the opening drive.
Please.
Come on, man.
the whole thing about running backs, let's not pay them, let's pay wide receivers, and four of the top 10 wind up on injured reserve.
Four of the top 20 on top IR 20. Right now, yeah.
Who's that? That's Nico Collins. That's who else?
That's Stephon Diggs.
Right.
Who else? I didn't see the players.
I shouldn't have asked it. Yeah. I shouldn't have asked it.
That was looking great.
But you know who might be heading to injured reserve? Dak Prescott. Ugh. Mike McCarthy has spoken on this very subject matter. The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
What'd he say?
Saying this about Dak's hamstring.
Visited with him again this morning on it, so still collecting information, different opinions. I think it'll continue through next week, so. But he's here every day doing everything that he can.
At this status, I mean, one of the things on the board is whether or not he's able to return this season, given the options that he's looking at to address this injury.
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be the goal. I know he wants to keep playing, but you know, I think it's important to go through the process of gathering all the information. It's obviously a serious injury.
I mean, the answer to that is, well, he's coming back this season. Now they're asking about this season.
See, there's hope.
I mean, this season. Talking about this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go 0-4 with Cooper Rush. Guess who's not coming back?
Cooper Rush is 5-1, okay? He don't know what it's like to go 0-4. So just keep that in mind.
This is why you have somebody like Cooper Rush.
Exactly. Backup quarterbacks. You laugh.
Trey Lance should be starting.
Dude. I was hoping we were going to get to, Rich. I mean, why not give
Why do we
Lance,
need to see Cooper Rush?
We know what we're going to get out of
Cooper
Rush.
You know what you're getting. Why don't we see what we have in Trey Lance? And maybe he's a trade chip in the offseason for all these teams that need quarterbacks.
It's crazy what's happened with Trey Lance, man.
Right?
The fact that he is third on this depth chart, and it's definitely Cooper Rush season. And I understand why you have to go to Cooper Rush over Trey Lance. We're not here. The Cowboys aren't in the business of kicking tires midseason when you're 3-5. That's not what they're doing right
now. Like
here,
I said last week, they're not going to be sellers, and they weren't.
And so
Mingo season.
Well, I mean, they went.
The Mingos are ripe this time.
They are indeed. What, the Mingo ate your baby? Is that what it is?
A Mingo ate my baby.
Went a little Seinfeld for you right there. Yeah, man, it's Cooper Rush season. It's not going to be Trey Lance sitting there. Third overall selection of the draft. The Trevor Lawrence, we'll get to him in a second, is drafted first overall. Zach Wilson, second overall. And then comes Trey Lance, who scores the first touchdown of his rookie season for the team. Remember that? He scored the first touchdown in week one.
Oh, yeah.
And we were all thinking, okay, so Shanahan is going to use him inside the red zone.
And the package.
Right, yeah. Jimmy G will be inside the 20s, and then Trey Lance will be inside the red zone. Then that didn't happen. Then
he was supposed to be the starter.
He gets hurt. Then the next year, it's supposed to be his season, and then he gets hurt.
So
he's a Cowboy. And you don't know what you're going to get with him.
No.
Cowboys aren't going to throw him out there. They're just not going to throw him out there right now.
He played well in the preseason.
And even if he does play well, guess what? Then he's a trade chip. Which, by the way, he still can be. So, you know, it's just crazy that it's not even an option. That it's not even a single option here.
That's crazy.
But if Cooper Rush gets hurt, you may get your wish.
That's what I'm saying. It is kind of an option because we don't know if this guy's going to – our line is so bad – I don't know what's going to happen with this team.
Dallas Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles this weekend. And what's on the line?
I am worried for you, man.
Is T.J. Jefferson getting maybe more roses than a funeral?
Than the Bachelorette.
Oh, my goodness. Than the Bachelorette.
Might be rough.
Carl Anthony Towns lurks, sir. And then there is Trevor Lawrence, who is on the precipice of not playing this weekend. Did you see that?
Heard it.
Ian Rappaport reporting that his left shoulder injury has him limited and is unlikely to play. It will be C.J. Beathard for Jacksonville against Minnesota. And this is one of those Minnesota should just rack up, right? Right?
You would think.
Right? Huh? Minnesota should just rack it up, right?
They should.
Why are you so down on the Minnesota Vikings?
I'm not. They give up the most pass yards against the pass this year. So why can't C.J. Beathard go out there and sling it with Evan Engram and Brian Thomas?
What if C.J. Beathard plays better than Trevor Lawrence?
Then we got a Trevor Lawrence problem.
Don't we?
We do.
Well, we don't personally,
but Chad Khan might.
It was right around this time last year. They were 8-3. Through 11 weeks.
They were balling.
Going on Monday Night Football against Jake Browning and the Cincinnati Bengals.
They were balling.
They lose Christian Kirk in the first drive. and then they lose Trevor Lawrence on the final drive, and yada, 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 in between, the Bengals beat them. And they haven't been the same team since.
Correct.
And this year, they are just, I mean, the crazy thing is that Trevor Lawrence has played well in the last couple weeks, with the exception of that game-ending pick he threw in the end zone. Why De'Ernest Johnson was on a wheel route being targeted against N'Kobe Dean, I don't know. But if I don't know. I know that we're doing what's more likely tomorrow. I think it is more likely that C.J. Beathard will play well. I think so. You know, when you get more of a veteran player out there, this guy usually does play a lot better. That's a fascinating game to me. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to pop that on my top five that we're going to have later on this weekend of the most intriguing games for the rest of the weekend. But that's on the list of Minnesota needing to win to go to 7-2 while the Packers are on their bye at 6-3. They'd be a game and a half up because they've already won in Lambeau Field on them. And staying right behind the Lions, who might wind up at 7-2 if the Texans get them. That's a big game for Minnesota.
It was big for Minnesota to win last week. The Joe Flacco energy, could have taken them down, and that would have been a third straight loss. But for them to bounce back like that, and now they get a backup quarterback, this is a chance for Minnesota to kind of get back on the path that we saw them start the season 5-0 with.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And then Buffalo's at Indianapolis is another one that's leaping out at me right now.
Well, sneaky.
Well, I mean, the Indianapolis Colts got after it last week against Minnesota. They did get after Sam Darnold. They got after him. And the defense that got absolutely lit up in the first half of the season is playing better. It just, Joe Flacco didn't play well at all. You just tip your cap to the Minnesota defense on that front. And here comes Buffalo, dude.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that Joe Thomas is not a believer in the Bills.
Again, I mean, the Bills are in the realm of who have they really beaten.
Ooh, really?
Well, they beat the Cardinals.
They did to start the season. Dolphins. They beat the Dolphins twice. They beat the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Then they lost to the Ravens and Texans. Then they beat the Jets. Then they beat the Titans. They did go to Seattle and turn that place into their own home building.
I smell what you're cooking, though.
That's why week 11's the biggie.
Well, it's 2-win Dolphins. They beat the 2-win Titans. They beat the 3-win Jets. I feel you.
But also,
2-win Jaguars.
When we say who have they beaten, they won the games that they should have won. So
yeah,
that's part of it.
I would have liked to have seen them win one of those Ravens or Texans.
That's why I think some people don't give them any benefit of the doubt. But you have to beat the teams that are right there in front of
Agreed.
You. And it's not like going into the Jets in week 6 with the Jets being as desperate as they were. Was anything easy.
No.
And it's not like it's simple to go in Seattle when it's raining out and turn that place into your own building like they did.
And they're doing it without a quote-unquote, star pass catcher, star runner. Josh Allen is the betting favorite for MVP right now, and he's kind of doing it like we've seen him do it.
That's why, again, Kansas City's at home against Denver. You want to give him a win? With all due respect?
I do.
Okay, Buffalo's at Indianapolis. You want to give him a win?
I do.
Sure.
That would mean 9-0 Kansas City visits 8-2 Buffalo.
Yeah, we're cooking now.
Man.
That's the one. So the Bills are at home, train whistles, tables.
Gotta win that.
And you win that game at home.
For real or not.
You hand the Chiefs their first loss of the year.
Yep.
You're now a half game behind them. All the Chiefs have to do is slip up one more time. You win the rest. And by the way, there's a bye week. They're home for San Francisco on a Sunday night at the Rams, at Detroit. Okay. They're not gonna sweep the rest. Home for the, and then they finish up with their two games against New England wrapped around a home game against the Jets.
It should be about 70-20.
So what do you think? Is that a 3-4 loss season?
I would be shocked if they're less than 13-4. Shocked.
Well, then Kansas City is not going to be got then. Let's be honest. Kansas City's at Carolina, home for Vegas. Then they are home for the Chargers on a Sunday night. Then they're at Cleveland, home for Houston, at Pittsburgh on a Christmas Day, and at Denver.
If Buffalo beats them, they could lose 2 or 3 more.
So if they lose two or three more, so they're going to wind up with 4 losses. The team that is now 8-0 is going to finish up 5-4.
Guys, let's keep it real. The Chiefs is running the table.
That was an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday subject. That was a nice one. By the way, all the ones that you gave Susie, I know exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to box me in on all of my opinions that I've had to try and reverse them. It's very sneaky to use my wife as your personal conduit.
Mm-hmm. Well, we speak the same language.
What?
Me and your wife.
Masshole.
You're fluent in masshole?
Masshole.
Yeah.
But no, he doesn't just write these up the night before.
No, is that the Chiefs are going undefeated the rest of the regular season? Yeah. I would say that this is not a 20-0 season. I don't see that.
Interesting.
Right. Well, and it's not because they're going to do a Patriot, which is losing at the last.
No, I think they lose a couple.
No, minutes. so Buffalo, but
they got Mahomes and the refs on their side. How can they possibly lose? Is this on?
It is, in fact.
Hello,
hello. All right, let's take a break because one of our favorites and a member of the Rich Eisen Show Fantasy Football League is here. Colleen Wolfe is here. My colleague from the NFL Network and NFL Media Group will join us next, live here in Munich, Germany. Don't go anywhere. Having fun on a Thursday night here in Bavaria.
Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Eisen. That's LinkedIn.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood1.
Back here in Munich, Germany. Look at that beautiful setup that we have here.
So awesome.
The BMW World, or BMW Welt, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's what Eisen means.
Oh, Iron. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Look who's here from NFL Network, NFL Media Group, and the Rich Eisen Show Fantasy Football League as well.
Yes.
Colleen Wolfe.
Good
to see you, Colleen.
Most importantly,
good
the
to
fantasy
see you here.
Very delete there.
Let's just talk about it. What you said to me when you arrived here.
Oh no! What did I say? No, I said a lot.
You said that you wanted to go on as late as possible on this program because you wanted to sleep in as long as possible.
Yeah, that happened.
And now, we're on at night.
She didn't realize it.
Give me
the latest possible slot that you have. So I'm going to be jet lagged. I want to sleep in. And then last night, I'm out with Joe Thomas. And he's like, you're doing Rich's show tomorrow morning? And I was like, yeah, 8:20. And he was like, I'm doing it tomorrow night. And I was like, oh, no. This is PM. Right. So I understand time zones.
Because when we heard that you could make it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, so she's going to not be at the dinner that's going on right now.
Missing the dinner.
And I appreciate you maintaining your commitment.
I have my priorities. You know? I'm here to work.
So there's two.
Dillingham first.
Yeah.
Right.
The Fantasy League. And then now. So I guess there's two plates that are going unused right now at the NFL Network dinner.
Just empty seats, but no one can sit in them. They'll remember that we were almost there.
That's how I think I'm referred to behind my back at NFL Network, is empty seat.
No.
Is that what you can confirm, right? Confirm or deny.
You're always there.
Thank you.
I haven't been at the network in a long time.
Oh, that's right.
How long has it been?
That's how they referred to Chris. My bad.
Oh, my bad.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Joe Thomas was on an hour number one, and he said he was going to be doing some work with our next guest during the game between the Giants and the Panthers on Sunday in Allianz Arena. Colleen Wolfe is here on the program. Good to see you, Colleen. So you and Joe Thomas together?
Yes. Yep. We're going to be doing all of the in-arena hosting and just getting the crowd like warmed up.
You don't have to really do very much work
exactly.
for that, right?
This is a dream job, to be honest.
Did you do this the last Munich game?
Last Munich game, I hosted the pre and post.
Okay.
So this time it's like just more fun and games. So
right.
Joe and I haven't seen Joe either in a while. So I was able to hang out with Joe a little. He showed me some of his like places to go. And, you know, I've already had some schnitzel and some amazing pastries. I kind of feel more at home in Germany than I do in Los Angeles because of the bread. The bread here is so good.
Yes.
And that's what I miss most about Philadelphia is the bread. So maybe I just need to move to Germany is the answer.
Well, I mean, maybe that would be helpful in the long run, sure.
Uh-huh.
And the pretzels in Philadelphia, you're not downgrading them by talking about the Germany pretzels. I don't want to stir anything up for
you. No. In Philly, they sell them in like a shopping cart next to a freeway.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, my brother went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Ah.
So I hadn't really ever been in Philadelphia, you know, on my own hanging out when I went to go visit him. I've been on school trips and
Penn is very nice. I went to Drexel, the like little sister of
Well, it's all Penn. Big Five, right? Isn't it?
City Six. They left Drexel out of it, so I call it the City Six.
I like it. Very good. My bad. I should know that before
Don't bring that up, please.
No, but I remember, you know, obviously going to the Continental Congress, the Liberty Bell and all those trips. But I remember just people saying when you go to Philadelphia, you got to try the pretzels. And I thought, you know, it'd be like a New York pretzel, which is you could get it and it's heated up and it's awesome and it's hot and it's not at all. I was like totally surprised that they would hand you something absolutely freezing in a bag.
Oh, yeah. Brown paper bag.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's like grease like coming through the bag.
Right.
It's usually just ripped off like a whole other row of pretzels.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I mean, a couple years ago, I made a pretzel sash for when the Eagles were in the NFC Championship game. And it was like one of my favorite things because I could have a snack and wear it. Very versatile.
Versatility. That's
snackable and stylish.
Yep.
Colleen Wolfe here on the Rich Eisen Show. What are they saying back home about Saquon Barkley?
Oh, my God.
Can
what
he
are
walk
they saying?
On water all of a sudden right there?
Yes. Obviously, he can.
Right.
I loved that sideline shot of the players freaking out when they saw him do the reverse hurdle. I mean, the fact that he did it in the Kelly Green jersey, too, was just like such a chef's kiss on everything.
Mm-hmm.
He has been such an amazing addition. position for the team. And also, he's a local guy. So it just really all kind of comes together. He's from the area. And I think that when the Giants got him, everyone in Philadelphia was secretly a little jealous. And now he's killing it for the Eagles, which is nice to see in the division.
Well, I mean, this photograph of the moment you're referring to right here, it does look like he's leaping forward.
It does.
Right? It looks like his momentum is, in fact, carrying him in the proper way over the defender that's got it, for some reason, his back turned to tackling him, right? Like, that's the way it looks to me.
Yeah.
And instead, it's Saquon's back is turned to the guy who's trying to tackle him properly, and him leaping over that way.
It is.
And you're referring to, I don't know if you guys saw the video that Colleen is referring to.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Somebody was shooting it from, I guess, the stands, the first row of the stands.
Something like that, yeah.
And so you could see it was the back of the players watching the field.
Player's reaction.
And my favorite one was Jordan Davis.
Jordan Davis. Yeah.
Right,
so
turning
funny.
Around. I think what Reed Blankenship had a great reaction as well.
Doing the,
right.
Someone did the.
But Jordan Davis just turned away and just shook his head like, I did not see what I just saw.
To have the body control, to have like just the instincts to do that, to even like try that. I mean, that takes a lot of onions to do that in general. So I can't believe that he pulled it off, because a couple inches different, that could be a real problem.
Especially for any future Barclays.
Hey,
you know?
You know what? You're the king of taking something that is said subtly and then taking the hammer out and just absolutely bludgeoning it.
I don't think you should knock me because I'm witty and quick with it.
No, we knew what she meant, and you're the king of saying that
but
stuff.
But people at home might not know, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Get on
it could be a problem for babies.
I understand that. I'm very
because he would have got hit in that place. You
know
what I mean?
I'm saying.
Oh my goodness! But it does seem like they whatever ailed them in the first quarter of the season, the Eagles have turned it around right now. You know, and now they can go in and to Dallas, where every team that's gone in has ended the game before halftime, has quieted the joint before the end of the first quarter. Cooper Rush is now the quarterback there and not Dak Prescott. Does it, I'd imagine it makes Eagles fans nervous that it just does appear to be as simple as just showing up, coming off the bus and doing what they've done over the last 6 weeks.
Right. I think that a lot of Eagles fans are just honestly happy that they started winning games again and probably still riding the high of Saquon Barkley. But to play the Cowboys at this point in time when they just got the Dak news, they are in the middle of the troubles right now, the Cowboys. And that's a good time for the Eagles to play them. So I think that the Eagles fans are just kind of looking at the Cowboys like they're not really the Cowboys right now, because they kind of aren't.
No, they're not.
Like, they're not. This is not the Cowboys team that, like, we were sold, that we were told we were going to see. Like, going all in the offseason from Jerry Jones, this is, everyone was questioning that in training camp, and now this is what the results are.
Well, this is the Cowboys team that was being questioned.
Yeah.
Not the one that was being, as you say, sold.
Right.
Right, and that they are showing up as a team that is talented, but, you know, an injury or two away from being on the precipice.
Yep.
And that's where they are. And, you know, to be told Derrick Henry really wouldn't have fit. TJ Jefferson has bought that hook, line, and sinker. TJ has said that behind this line, you would not be seeing the Derrick Henry in Baltimore.
You would not.
In Dallas. He's definitely, you know, out of all the things that the hill that he's willing to die on with the Cowboys, that's not one of them.
Really? Okay.
Yes, that's true.
Saying.
It's what he's saying. And then you hear that, and then, you know, Zeke is coming back from whatever, you know, obviously troubles him.
Uh-huh.
And then
got a new alarm clock. So he's
Jonathan Mingo is the guy that's being brought in at the trade deadline. It's tough, man. It's tough for the Dallas Cowboy fan to actually buy this.
I don't know what their plan is. Are they going to like blow this up and start over at some point? Like, they just gave Dak the deal, like,
right, and CD
and CD Lamb,
and build around the quarterback receiver combination that's going to take up, you know,
41% of the
so
cap.
You have to assume that they have actually divvied it up in a way that it wouldn't, you know, that they could come up with whatever capology that it doesn't do such a thing.
You would assume,
you know, what other game intrigues you this weekend?
Well, actually, tonight's game, and I'm so sad that this is Bengals and Ravens and 2:30 in the morning here. Like, why couldn't we have had a different game that was on a Thursday? I mean, this is, I think, both of these teams coming off 40-plus point wins, and the Ravens are just ridiculous right now. I honestly would love, I mean, no disrespect to any Eagles fans or anyone in Philadelphia, but I would love to see a Ravens-Lions Super Bowl. I feel like that would be such a fun matchup. Just those two teams, those two fan bases. I'm such a fan of the Ravens right now because they're so much fun to watch, everything that they're doing. And I like that they brought in a cornerback too at the trade deadline. Like, they're trying different things. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson they brought in. So they're kind of loading up for the offseason at this point.
Right. So you've got Chiefs fatigue. Is that what it is?
A little bit. I do. I would like to see, I like variety, and I get sick of things very easily, so I'm, you know, I get bored quickly. I would like something new.
Yeah, I know you have Chiefs fatigue over there. I know that.
I would like to see a different Super Bowl. I think it'd be more fun. Lions would definitely be more fun. The Bills would be more fun.
You don't
the Ravens
think,
would be more fun.
Well, then just call Patrick Mahomes
no,
and tell him to be.
You're
going to
ask me. You don't
so
think
good.
The Chiefs Super Bowl? No, I don't.
Hold on a second. By the way, two things. You don't know what I'm about to ask you, and two, I don't sound like that. All right. You literally sound like my children, like imitating me, like, oh, Dad,
Chris,
this sort of thing.
He sounds like this. It's 8:29 on the Roku channel.
No,
I'm Rich Eisen.
No. I sound like nothing like what you're saying.
It's more distinguished,
Colleen.
Guys.
I'm wearing a sweater with shoulder pads.
More refined, distinguished. Exactly. Thank you.
8:29:23 on the Roku channel.
You're saying that the Lions in the Super Bowl, just let's use that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're all agreeing that HC, DC, DC, HC, however you want to put it, and the Lions doing their thing, Goff, and they're all healthy, and they're all doing it, right? And let's even just go one further. Let's make the cup as half full as they possibly can get.
Okay.
Let's say Aiden Hutchinson makes it back for them.
Hey, cool.
Because we like him, we love him.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. What a wild storyline that would be.
Right, so let's just make it the most possible, like we're at the tip top of interest here, okay? You're saying that you'd rather see somebody else than have a three-peat on the line that night.
Yes.
Come on, man.
Ain't no way.
A three-peat, like it's actually happening.
Yes, I don't want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again. I am a Patriots fan.
See, yeah. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we cracked the case.
At least you're honest about it.
Even the Germans were looking at you like, what are you talking about?
And it's way more fun if you have two fan bases in there who have never been there before. So what better in New Orleans of all places than a Bills-Lions Super Bowl?
Well, that's the dream. That was the dream last year, and then it didn't happen.
Dreams do, contrary to what's gone on recently, dreams can come true.
I don't believe that
anymore.
And
we can get Bills-Lions in the Super Bowl if we wish it hard enough.
I just don't sort of understand. Normally, you would be taking the approach of a Patriot fan to say, yeah, I've been there and done that. There was Patriots fatigue everywhere. People were sick and tired
everyone
of us.
Everyone hated us.
And we kept on, and you balled it up and you hurled it back at everybody else.
And we won six times.
That's what I'm saying.
So you want to keep that
alone. I would
alone.
Say that normally.
You don't need anyone coming close and
that's the
that.
Point. Yeah. Normally, you'd be like understanding of a way that a fan would be viewing the Chiefs and go, too bad, I'm seeing it again and I understand it. I can get it. You just are fearful that if they keep doing it, then we're going to be talking about
them. They're coming
them.
For your titles.
First class has one row, and it's us. That's it.
But by the way, Rich, that because they won isn't why everyone hated them. It was because the things that came with them winning. Oh, the Deflategate and
you mean made up scandals?
Look, I'm
my
just
haters?
Saying. Well, one thing you know for sure, Chris, is the second an average human being hears a rumor, they're going to run with it, whether it's true or not.
Gates or not, though. The Gates, you know, deflate or, you know, spy, whatever
spy,
you want to
deflate.
Do. Removing the Gates from all that. You know, I would
Antonio.
Think. I think we're just drilling down. That's good one.
Kevin Gates.
Good one. Okay. I get it. Swinging. Okay. Got it.
Gates barbecue
oh, God.
In Kansas City
oh, my
was
God.
Really good.
Oh, my God.
We needed it.
Thank you. Time out. That when it all comes down to it, you're just afraid the Chiefs are going to be talked about in a better light than the Patriots. Well, if they win three in a row, they've done something that not even your Patriots did.
Well, not even. I don't think we're going to have to worry about
it. And if they make the AFC Championship game, they go one step further than the Patriots did in their three-peat attempt when they got Champ Bailey'd out.
On a ball that went through the end zone that should have been a touchdown.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't think about it often.
But, no, but just you are not afflicted in the same way he is, Colleen Wolf. So don't you think a three-peat, that's the, I mean, if we're sitting there in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And it's a three-peat week.
that
now,
would be
I know
great.
That's when Chiefs fatigue would really set in for
that's
a lot of
what
people.
I'm worried about.
And I know it would tip the scales for a lot of fans just suddenly rooting for the Detroit Lions and never thought they ever did.
Right.
I understand that. I get that. The Chiefs, like, everyone would be like, oh, God, here we are again. Do we have to talk about, like, of all the storylines, Mahomes versus Brady, Mahomes
yes,
doing
I know.
This, Kelsey doing that.
They're exhausted just saying it.
The New Eras Tour was already in the Superdome this year, you know?
I'm already tired. Like, and we're not.
Or the Eras Tour, not New Era. The Eras Tour. I mean, my children are not.
You know,
like,
I wouldn't
own
know
me,
that.
Except Cooper.
Come on, I wouldn't know what that is.
Yeah.
But you'd rather see something else.
Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's have some new stories, new people, new faces, new like sound bites. I would like to. I feel like I know what these players are going to say at this point because we've covered them to death, and I just want to see. I would like to see someone different.
DeAndre Hopkins is different.
D-Hop
is different.
Yeah. That's fair, and I love that.
You're already hearing the conversation. He wins the Super Bowl. He's a Hall of Famer.
Well, he should have been on that list anyway.
Ah. Come on, Chris. Since 2017, there's few people like him.
Come on.
Imagine going from Tennessee to Kansas City right now.
Right?
Like, the teams. You're getting out of almost purgatory and going to a contender. Great for him.
Did you see his first touchdown celebration? Did they remember the Titans?
Oh my God!
Dance? Did you see that one?
That's pretty cool.
He did.
He did.
It was petty, and I loved it.
And they did it all. Well, he said he was doing as a shout out, homage,
right?
Not pettiness. Oh. That's what he said.
I see it as petty, and I like it.
Well, we're here for petty, Colleen. We have a petty scale actually that
you
we
do.
Place. Yeah,
yes, we do. It's sort of like a color coded list. Number one is Richard.
Richard the King Petty. That's the
number two is Tom.
Petty. Tom Petty. Stop walking down my street.
And what is
then we have Lori Petty.
Lori Petty.
You know, when it's just kind
does
of
does it have
egregious.
To be people or can you do like petty cash?
Well, it's just got to be petty.
It's okay. The name's petty. I think Kyle Petty.
But
I added Kendrick Lamar into the petty after this summer because he was super petty. So we had to put
that. So that's
on.
Our scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
The petty list.
Colleen Wolf here on the Rich Eisen Show. Speaking of switching it up, where are you in our fantasy league right now? Where are you?
I am in third place, 6-3. So
6-3. Where are you in our fantasy league right now, Chris?
Oh, I'm seventh.
No.
4-5. I've hit an injury skid.
I'm 5-4, having just come up with the win. By the way, I started 0-3.
Whoa.
TJ, where are you in the fantasy league right now?
The thing is, my internet just went out, so I can't.
No, don't worry. It works on my phone.
Like, you're breaking up.
Let me help everybody. Let me answer this for you. Let's just say NFL stands for National Football League. Mm-hmm. Let's just take that N out of it and put the letter D at the top. That's where he is.
Dominating football league?
No, the
12
dead.
Devastating? 12.
We good?
It's only week 9.
We all good?
I got time.
Yeah, plenty of time.
More likely to make a comeback and make the playoffs, Cowboys or TJ?
More likely to have a storybook ending.
Look, I'm going to tell you what I told you last week. I don't care about the Cowboys. I care about my Hawkeyes. That's the team that I'm concentrating on.
He keeps on throwing. It makes him show off that he cares about children.
This is what a Cowboys fan would do
right now. He cares about children. That's what he's trying to make
I
it
coach
sound like.
Kids, Colleen, and that's where I have to focus.
How many leagues are you in?
I'm in two leagues.
That's
just
it?
Two. Just two.
And we're one of them?
Yeah.
Because you were at a dinner of our Kansas City.
I was up in the excitement.
And then we're strong-armed.
And we're waiting. We're waiting to order. And so was it your idea? Like, let's just have a fantasy draft?
We're all right here. Let's just do a show league.
That was my first in-person draft ever.
It was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantasy?
I was just born yesterday as a 39-year-old.
Seriously?
Yeah. I've never done an in-person. It's always been online. It's always been
You have never virtual. Been in a draft in person
No.
in your entire existence?
Never.
Of being an NFL
No. and
network
I would love
anchor
to.
Or even before?
It's not like I don't want to do it.
Right.
I just have not had the opportunity. It's like camping. I've never been camping.
Love to go camping. Oh, okay, now we have to hit on
lot.
That. What? You've never been camping?
She's a Philly John. Philly John's
fishing.
Don't go.
Not like never camping. Haven't done that.
You've never fished?
No.
I've gone fly fishing.
That I'm stunned to hear.
Why?
Whoa.
Why?
You don't strike me as an outdoorsman, that's all.
Excuse me. I've been outdoors.
I go outdoors. There.
I go outdoors. As a matter of fact, when I walk through this door,
you're
you know where I'm going to be?
Outdoors.
Yes. That makes me an outdoorsman.
I just can't see you in high waders.
Were you fly fishing in Idaho?
Who said I was in a high wader?
Well, then you weren't fly fishing.
Excuse me.
You got to get in the river and do the thing.
I did do the thing.
Okay. You wore a pretzel sash.
I was very Redford-like, very Brad Pitt-like.
The river runs through
it. Was running right through it.
Were you
certainly without my waders on. No, I did have waders
okay,
on.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Yeah, my big brother in my fraternity, Steph Farron, took me out there once, and, you know, he helped me put the fly fish on and trying to, yeah, I've dipped tobacco. You know, I've done that.
I wish I had a big brother.
That ended terribly.
Yeah, but you got sick when you did that.
I didn't get sick doing it.
You did?
No, I packed the tin and it flew open and it actually landed in my eyelid.
Yeah, right.
That's what it was.
Oh, it's a total disaster.
I have dipped before though, so.
Yeah?
You have dipped before. You've dipped, but you've never camped.
You've dipped before.
That's like, it's the most Philadelphia thing that I've ever revealed about myself.
Did Lenny Dykstra help you dip? Is that what it was?
I mean, basically, should have. He should have.
Darren Dalton just like,
oh my God.
Some fun facts.
When it's just hanging all out and just drooling.
Colleen Wolfe has never gone camping or had an in-person fantasy football draft.
And after ours, she probably won't do it in person again.
It won't ever be as bad. Or like, certainly you won't get as good a stake as you will.
That's
for that.
That's for sure.
And you won't have the presence of John Dillingham looming over your draft.
Nobody knows who this man is unless you're from Kansas City.
Honestly,
and
he's
people
a legend,
are like,
though.
Why are they mentioning him?
Because that's
his room, I know, in the steakhouse.
Being respectful to Mr. D.
Very good.
I'll remember him forever.
So, yeah, you took me out earlier this year. I was on a nice winning streak, and then you beat.
Is that right?
Yeah, you beat the Sprinkle of Ursae.
Such a shame.
The Sprinkle of Ursae.
I forgot to set my lineup last week, which is abhorrent.
That is one of the worst fantasy violations.
That is the first time I've ever done it.
What happened?
I just forgot.
Yep. Who is the beneficiary of that?
Who played?
I couldn't even tell you, honestly.
Okay.
I wish
so
I knew.
She's really into the league. Yeah, this is fantastic.
Me. I'm just like, up another win. Great.
Well, Chris has an in-person draft every year with his college and old school mates, right?
Yep.
Where you fly to the town of the winner of the previous year's Super Bowl.
Yep.
Except for this year.
I did not go this year.
They did not go this year.
Okay.
And I've always pointed out, because his draft is in-person draft, is held in those towns, and they all get together and they hold a draft where there's no time limits.
Yeah. No.
It's awful idea.
I mean, are they ever coming home?
It's terrible.
That's what I would worry about.
Well, you loved it. I kept on saying that I would never show up at that, and then you're like, this is the way it is, and now that you've had a child and you're a responsible
now
human being in the world, you're kind of dumb.
Now my time is a little more valuable.
what was your longest draft?
9.5 hours.
No.
Tell her the longest time I'd ever... Tell her my favorite part.
One year, I think it was 2012, 2013, someone took 28 minutes in the 8th round to select Brian Hartline.
And has Brian Hartline ever been told this story before?
And then one year at the network, Brian Hartline was in doing the car wash, and I told this to him, and he was in utter disbelief.
No.
Even Brian Hartline said why. Yeah. Brian Hartline himself said, why?
League is just a punishment? Why?
It's not great.
Now
we need to drop it because it is now a third rail subject for him and his friends.
Okay.
It has been this year.
It's definitely breaking him up.
It's breaking him up.
I can't say much more.
I thought we were on a break.
Rich, you know, speaking of Colleen being a Philly fan, she probably doesn't know the Carl Anthony Towns story. She would probably...
Carl Anthony Towns sent TJ Flowers when the Cowboys lost to the 49ers by the score of 44-9. 47-9? 47-9, my bad. He sent 47 Eagles colored roses
and
nine blue cowboy colored roses to show him the difference between 47-9. And those are the arrangements right there.
Oh, my God. This is the best thing I've ever seen.
And Carl Anthony Towns included a note.
Now.
To say this is the difference between 47-9.
You see the difference. The disrespect. Well, if he said, you see the difference between 47 and I did.
And you saw the difference?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, it was pretty obvious. And I thought of you because they were green and white. And I'm like, who do I know that likes Philly? I'm like, the Wolf likes Philly. I was going to throw them over to you, but they made me keep them. So
based on what just to bring this all full circle, of what may happen this weekend when the Eagles play the Cowboys, is that when we return to our El Segundo studio, there might be more roses there than it's Pasadena on January 1st.
I must know.
I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be honest.
There might be
They're
a parade.
They're going to be from me.
There might be a
you
parade.
Can have them.
Carl Anthony Towns might create a float. and parade it right outside our studio.
That was his second. That was the second time he did. He and Rich were golfing. He sends a video.
Oh yeah, video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this was after the Eagles lost.
And the Eagles lost, too.
Why is he personally coming after you?
Because he likes TJ. I
mean, and he hates the Cowboys.
I'm likable, Colleen.
No, because when he came in studio, he was rocking a Jalen Hurts jersey. Yeah, he met you. You mentioned you're a Cowboy fan. He identified you as a target.
He did.
And has done nothing but absolutely
he's been trolling the heck
hit
out of
that
me.
Target like he's winning a three-point contest.
And he's 7 foot tall, so what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, nothing.
I can't do nothing.
And a sweetheart, I might add.
Well, clearly, he's sending people roses.
Oh, fantastic. All right, we'll take a break. You don't have to get to the dinner, do you?
I got nothing going on, Rich.
She slept in.
She slept in because she thought this was a day show. And we're looking up at the stars here at BMW Velt. Our favorite segment, a Harbaugh file, not to be missed when we come back.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson bring their unique take on sports entertainment with no contest wrestling. With guests like Swerve Strickland.
Why do you use staples like sensu beans, man?
No, it was just something, the concept I came up with. It's an instrument used to punish. It was just finding those common items. If you see them, you automatically think back to me in that moment. So it's one of those things I wanted to just implement in like my whole character, being the most dangerous man in AEW.
The No Contest Wrestling Podcast, part of the Rich Eisen Podcast Network, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. It's a very funny moment because you said you got a new phone. What happened?
When you get a new phone, you have to re-log in to every app.
Right, so you just forgot what you were...
And I don't know what the login is for our fantasy league that we're sharing.
And then she turned to you and you said what to him?
How old are you?
And I'm like, we're basically the same age.
No, but she's accusing you of being an elderly individual who needs help, like with passwords.
It's not that I don't need help. It's just like
it sounds like you do.
I mean, a little bit.
It's very rare that Chris would even admit that he needs help about anything.
That's maybe this is a step in the right direction. Then
I doubt it, Colleen. He'll revert in about 30 seconds. It's not going to take long.
You're evolving because because we need to replace T. Higgins in our fantasy league with the fantasy footballers.
Yep.
And he will not be ruled inactive
until like 1 a.m.
Until 1 in the morning our time. And I can tell you right now, I will not be awake.
We might still be out tonight. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be up at 1:30 for sure.
Rich Eisen, we might still be out.
Doing what?
I'll be walking the streets.
Just living life, Rich.
Living Munich life. Colleen slept in, so she's ready.
Colleen's spry.
I'm right. This is basically noon for me right now.
I am as jet lagged as I've ever been doing the show right now.
I believe it.
Well, you're doing great.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm hydrated. I'm getting through it. I've had 2 cups of coffee.
The cappuccino worked for me.
Oh, is it very good?
Nighttime. Might get Gino, one more for
I don't know. I mean, this is. I'm doing this normally when I'm done with this. I'm heading home. I'm going to lunch.
Right.
That,
this one is. We're going to dinner.
Is a whole new world.
I've always wanted to do this show at night.
Yeah. Right.
So I was going to ask you that if you've like wanted to do
always
a nightly show.
Always wanted to do a show.
Because we wanted to work blue a little bit.
I wanted to do this show at night like once or twice, not like regularly.
Yeah.
You know. I did enough night shows in Bristol, Connecticut to serve the rest of my life, sir. I would walk home and see the sunrise sometimes doing that show. Oh, yes. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, Colleen Wolf finishing up our show right here in Munich, Germany. The term middle eight, do you know what that is? Belichick has termed the most important part of a football game the middle eight.
Oh, the four at the end of the half and the four to start the
third. Yes, because they always, in New England, you know, would always defer to get the ball in the second half. And sure enough, Brady would always have his mitts on a football in the final 4 minutes of the first half.
Yeah.
Score. Then after halftime, get the ball first and score. And the game would be over. And so Belichick has termed that the middle eight.
I like that.
This was brought up to one of my favorite humans on the planet. Or Jim brought it up. Okay. So Jim Harbaugh brought it up in his latest press availability leading to our latest edition of the Harbaugh Files.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple, but they didn't.
The Harbaugh Files.
Yeah, the middle of the season is always critical that way. Like Bill Belichick talks about the middle eight in a football game. I mean, there's a middle eight in a season too. You could break it down, you know, that way. Six, seven, eight, nine. I mean, those are important games. You know, the only joke I know is why was six afraid of seven? Because seven, eight, nine.
Oh, God.
Six, seven, eight, nine. Those are big games.
That's the only joke he knows?
That is.
The guy's been an NFL player for like 15 years.
Why is six afraid of seven? Because seven, eight, nine.
Wow.
So is he talking about the middle eight of the football season? If there's seven, I mean, there's a 17-week schedule, right? 17-game schedule.
Right.
So that would be the middle eight would be.
It would be like 7, 8, 9, 10, kind of.
Well, no, the middle eight. You've got to come up with eight. How do you?
Well,
how
he
do
mean you, he just means the middle of that, the front end and the back end of the middle of the season.
Yeah,
I don't think he necessarily means eight games.
I thought that's what he meant.
Yeah, I thought that the season didn't start until after Thanksgiving.
That's what Parcells always
used to say. That's right.
That's what Parcells would always used to say.
A playoff series doesn't start till the home team loses a game.
Well, we've got the Chargers schedule to help us out figuring out what the middle eight would be. So the middle eight game, if it's a middle eight games, it would have started week six with Denver, right?
Yeah, so they're halfway through.
Yeah, they're halfway through the middle eight.
The middle eight.
And now the next part of the middle eight is Tennessee, Cincinnati, Baltimore,
ooh, that's
Atlanta.
Tough.
Oh, gosh.
And that Baltimore, that's the Harbaugh game.
Ooh.
Dude, what if the Ravens aren't in first place by the time week 12 rolls around?
The Harbaugh, they're not in first?
The Harbaugh is they're not in first. The reason why I bring that up is that this is for wild card positioning. It's more than just like, oh, isn't it interesting that a brother of a great team in the league is going against a brother back in the league, you know, and these two face each other. Well, I guess I'm trying to set it up. Nothing could be bigger than the Super Bowl.
No.
My bad.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We've done that, but it's still interesting.
Well, they're five. They're Ravens are fifth. Chargers are sixth right now.
Right now. Tonight.
You think the Chargers jump them
in
the next month?
Well, here's the interesting thing. If one team's five and the other team is six,
they're afraid of seven.
No, they're and there's 16 teams in the conference.
Okay,
are the Ravens and Chargers at the top of the middle eight of the conference?
Ah, yes.
Ooh,
are they not?
They are.
They would be the top of the middle eight.
Yeah.
And thus, everybody else is afraid of them because after them is 7, 8, 9.
7, 8, 9.
Broncos, Colts, Bengals.
I'm just trying to weave a tapestry, despite being absolutely jet lagged.
And I'm bad at math, too, so there's
that guy, Harbaugh. Hey, listen, everybody thinks that they don't have an offense and this, that, the other thing, but every single week.
Herbert's heating up.
Uh-oh, that was higher register. You don't believe it?
He's heating up, man. I still don't know if I believe in their pass catchers. Ladidi is coming on a little bit.
Ladidi McConkey.
But
the Los Angeles Chargers are home for the Tennessee Titans.
That should be a win.
Yeah, should be. That's 6-3.
That might actually be a Charger home game.
And then
their defense is decent.
And then what you're saying, there's no Titan fans who are sitting out there in Los Angeles?
I don't think Titan fans are traveling to L.A. Yeah.
Okay. And then the Sunday nighter that just got flexed into is before we left to fly out here. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati.
That's
a flex. And then the Baltimore game is on a Monday night. So.
Ooh, those are fun.
There you go.
Those are fun.
Those are in fact fun. That's your Chargers. So okay, so you're going to be what? So you go to Allianz
Arena. Just around
town. So you're Allianz Arena. You're going to the game. Everybody goes to the game.
Yep.
You pop on an hour before kick. What is it?
I think an hour before kick, and then
you should know this, by the way. Not to tell you
how to do your job. I live each day one day at a time.
Right, you forgot to set your lineup,
clearly.
So I clearly understand that. So there's that.
Yeah. So we'll be there before the game.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to do some stuff for. GDM too.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I'll pop on. I think I'm talking to the commissioner, at some point on the show.
All right. Mm-hmm. RG1.
Yeah. Very you guys good. Have any questions you want me to ask them?
Yeah.
Can you stop the season for the Dallas Cowboys?
I'd appreciate that. Or at least hit the reset button.
Yeah, yeah, maybe, I'll ask.
You know? Yeah, just allow that.
Especially before this Eagles game.
A mulligan? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly, there's that. Okay, so you'll be doing that.
Doing that. I think I'm going to Austria tomorrow with Joe Thomas.
Oh.
It's right there.
Yeah, I hear it.
Way to bury the lead. What are you going to do? Wow. Go look for Ricola?
Climb a mountain?
So Joe was like, there's a couple things like that we could do. And it was like hiking up to some like castle and looking out at like some lake. And there's like, I mean, this place is wild. It's
Wonderland.
Just do
me a favor. Wow. Do me a favor when you go to Austria. Do me a favor. Find out if the hills are in fact alive.
I will.
With the sound of music.
I will. I hope they are.
I appreciate that. That's Colleen Wolfe, everybody. Gonna head off to Austria with Joe Thomas. Thanks to her. And also, Kurt Warner will be back on the air live from Munich, Germany at BMW Welt Friday. That'll wrap it up for this Thursday.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year?
Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot.
Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.